on his terms.
Listen, Hernandez, I'm not happy with you. Are you getting that feeling from me, sir?
Yes, I am.
Do you know why?
No, I don't.
I'm going to tell you why. It really irritates me when a single guy who lives with his mother takes financial advantage of a single mother.
I never asked her for any money.
Who has the car?
I do.
Do you see her?
Not anymore. I terminated that relationship.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sandra Tinoco is suing her ex-boyfriend, Daniel Hernandez, for an unpaid loan to buy a car and for money to reestablish an overdrawn bank account.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 584 on the calendar in the matter of Tinoco versus Hernandez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Tinoco, where do you live?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
And you, Mr. Hernandez?
I live in Downey, California.
Where did you and the plaintiff meet?
We met in Linwood, California. That was at a party at her grandmother's house.
When?
That's in January of 2010.
Did you start to date right away, Mr. Hernandez?
Yeah, the same month. Yes.
At what point did you ask Ms. Tinoco for money?
I never asked her for any money. I always paid for everything.
Did Ms. Tinoco ever give you any money?
Yes, she did.
Tell me what money she gave you.
She gave me $1,500. That was for a vehicle because at the time I didn't have a car and I was struggling to go see her.
Just a second. You didn't have a car?
No, I didn't.
How would you get to Las Vegas to see her?
I would get a shuttle.
Did you discuss that with her?
Yes, we always communicated over the phone, and she knew that.
Don't tell me what she knew, only what you said to her. Now, before she gave you this $1,500, Mr. Hernandez, had you found a car?
No.
So you started to look for the car after she gave you the $1,500?
No, one of my coworkers mentioned it since he knew I needed a car.
Don't tell me what anybody else knew, Mr. Hernandez.
Okay.
So the answer is, you had already found a car when she gave you the $1,500. I don't care whether it's from a coworker or from somebody on a parking lot. You had a car in mind when she gave you the $1,500.
That's correct.
And according to what you just said to me, that was from a coworker.
Correct.
The plaintiff didn't work with you, did she?
No.
And she didn't know who this coworker was. You do.
Yes.
So there had to come a point where when you were conversing, either when you were together or over the phone, where you said to her, honey, I have an opportunity to buy a car from my coworker, but I don't have the down payment. You got where I'm going, Mr. Hernandez?
Yes, I do.
So when you said to her, I found this great car, honey, but I don't have the down payment, which is $1,500, what was the next thing that was said?
She offered to help me.
Not offered. What did she say?
She said, I'll give you the money because I'm...
I'll give you the money...
Correct.
...that you just asked for.
I never asked for it.
Well, you were just making conversation. Gee, I saw this car that I want, but I need $1,500 for it, and I don't have the $1,500. And then you just went on to another subject.
That's correct. I never asked her for any money.
Okay. Did she send you this money, Mr. Hernandez, or did she give it to you in person?
No, she deposited it into my account.
So she knew how to get into your bank account. You gave her your bank account number. She deposited from Las Vegas into your account in California.
That's correct.
Do you have a copy of that receipt?
Yes, I do.
Well, I see another online transfer to you in the amount of $200. That was on May 3rd. May 27th, an online transfer to you for $1,000. And then again, an online transfer to you of $500. Now, do you know what kind of work Ms. Tinoco does?
Yes, she's a secretary at an attorney's office.
Does she have children?
Yes, she has one son.
Does that child live with her?
I believe so.
How old is that child?
I don't know the exact age.
How old is your child?
Two.
Two. So you knew that she was a single mom raising a two-year-old?
That's correct.
What do you do?
I'm an EMT for a private ambulance company.
And who do you live with?
At the moment, I was living with my parents.
You live with your parents? Your mother
That's
does
correct.
Your laundry?
No, I know how to do my own laundry.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 28.
Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Well, then why didn't you have money for a car?
I just have other bills to pay for.
Like what?
Rent, gas, things like that. I have cell
phone. Well, what do you need gas for if you don't have a car?
That's true. No, I was on I was on public transportation at the time.
Who cares if you were on public transportation?
I meant other bills. I'm sorry,
like,
I didn't.
Like, give me an example of what your other bills are.
Credit cards, things like that.
For what?
Department stores or...
Listen, Hernandez, I'm not happy with you. Are you getting that feeling from me, sir?
Yes, I am.
Do you know why?
No, I don't.
I'm going to tell you why. Not necessarily from a legal perspective, but from a moral perspective. And I believe that the law should be grounded in morality. It really irritates me when a single guy, 28 years old, who lives with his mother and has no other responsibilities, takes financial advantage of a single mother who has a job by taking money from her. It really irritates me, sir.
Can I say something, Your Honor?
I just want you to understand where I'm coming from. So
sure.
If you can do anything to make that feeling go away, Mr. Hernandez, okay. I would love to hear it.
I have all my bank statements here, which show that I did not take her money, as you know. She did give me that money for the car, but in our relationship, I helped her out a lot with...
Tell me how you helped her.
I have all the bank statements here. I highlighted.
Tell me.
I deposited money into her account.
You
as
did?
Well. Yes,
I'd like to see it.
Sure.
Did he do that?
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
Okay, let me see it. Mr. Hernandez?
Here, I highlighted.
I want to tell you something. I am nothing but fair.
And I didn't highlight the times that we did go on dates, which I always
don't care about dates.
For.
So let's see what I have. I see $20, $10, $200.
That doesn't include the times that I did pay for diapers, cash, or...
Oh, I don't care about that.
Thanks.
Okay. I don't care about that. He has $50. Why would he transfer $20 into your checking account?
That was just during our relationship, ma'am. I also did the same thing.
Well,
you know, we paid for stuff together. We went out to dinner.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he's got several payments here of $20, $20, $20.
Can she show you the times that she transferred $20 to my account ever?
No, she never did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She wanted to make it easier for us to see each other.
Who has the car?
I do.
Do you see her?
Not anymore. I terminated that relationship.
If the reason she gave you the money was to make it easy for you to see each other, that no longer exists.
And later today...
That's going to cost you dearly. That we don't do. That's like a childish prank of calling and ordering 5,000 pizzas to be delivered to somebody's house.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sandra Tinoco says ex-boyfriend Daniel Hernandez owes for two unpaid loans.
Now, these are all transfers directly into your account, Ms. Tinoco. Mm-hmm. $675, okay?
Yes.
And I have from her account $1,700.
The only reason she gave me that much amount was because of a tax refund. And she wanted to make it easier for us to see each other. So Who has the car? I do.
Yeah. Do you see her?
Not anymore. I terminated that relationship.
Just a minute. You don't see her anymore.
No, I don't.
So if the reason she gave you the money, according to you, was to make it easy for you to see each other, listen to me, pay attention.
Okay.
Is to see each other, that no longer exists because you're not seeing each other anymore. That was a condition of the contract. She gave you, according to you, the money so that you could make it easy to see each other. All right. I'm going to leave each of you the way I found you and the way you found each other. He transferred $675 into your bank account. You transferred $1,700 into his bank account. The difference between those two amounts is $1,025. That would make you whole. Do you understand? Would make her just the way she was when she met you. Is that fair, sir?
Yes, that's fair.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,025. That's all.
Pardon the excuse. You may step out.
I pretty much feel like he took advantage of me and then he breaks up with me.
I'm not going to stick around if it's not worth it, if it's not going to go anywhere.
He just pretty said that we were too different and that I was too much of a mother.
That's the reason I broke up with her, not the lifestyle that we live.
He likes to go out.
It was more of her parenting and her her attitude.
He likes to drink and I don't.
I was changing that. That wasn't an issue anymore.
Even $20, if he would have just deposited, I would have seen the effort that he was putting into it.
She thought I was avoiding her, which is not true.
I just didn't want to hear him anymore. He gave me the same sad story every time.
All right, hope she gets what she wants in life.
Watch out for guys like him.
We're done.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Smith versus Bates. Step forward.
Brandon Smith is suing interior designer Rachel Bates and her husband Lowell for the return of Rachel's fee to refinish cabinets and for harassment. Brandon claims Rachel's work was subpar.
Mr. Smith, you were evidently buying a house to flip it.
Correct.
Sort of spruce it up a little bit and see if you could flip it and make a couple of dollars. You hired this lady to spruce up the kitchen cabinets.
Yes.
You weren't replacing the kitchen cabinets. You were going to paint them, stain them, whatever you're going to do with them. She came, she looked at the cabinets. So far, correct?
Yes.
And she gave you a price. The price was?
Originally $1,200.
$600.
What? Listen to me, Miss Bates. I have a lot of cases to do today.
I understand.
What price did you agree on?
We ultimately agreed on $600.
That's what I want to hear. Okay. I want the bottom line. You ultimately agreed on $600.
That was only based off of him telling me that he had future jobs.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Okay.
That's not relevant. You took the doors off the cabinets because that's what had to be done. The cabinets were left intact, but Miss Bates took the doors. Cutting to the chase, she ultimately came back, brought the doors, and according to you, you weren't thrilled with the job when you saw the doors. She refused to give you the doors until you paid the balance of what you owed her, which was a few hundred dollars.
$200.
$200. Police were called. They forced her to give you the doors. You say that the job was very shoddy and ultimately you had to have somebody else redo the cabinets.
Correct.
You want her to pay you what you had to pay somebody else to redo the cabinets, the return of your $400. And in addition, Miss Bates caused some serious problems for you by way, you claim, of harassment.
Yes.
And the harassment was pretty serious. She put a false ad somewhere on the internet that said you were having a divorce sale in your house, and dozens of people came on your property looking for the merchandise that you were supposed to be selling.
Yes.
Now, Miss Bates denies that she did a lousy job on the cabinets, but she does not deny that she did, in fact, place this false ad that you were holding a divorce sale on your property. So far, correct?
Somewhat.
What is the somewhat? What did I say that was wrong with regard to posting the ad that he was having a divorce sale?
That part is accurate.
That part is accurate. That you're going to have to pay for, Miss Bates. That's going to cost you dearly. That's going to cost you the balance of what he owes you.
Okay.
That we don't do. That's like a childish prank of calling and ordering 5,000 pizzas to be delivered to somebody's house. We don't do that. The internet is the vehicle of information. Those people that use the internet for trouble get trouble. And I know how to dish out trouble. So that's going to cost you $1,000 for causing him, put your hand down, for causing him aggravation and trouble. It's also going to cost you the balance of what he owes on the cabinet. Now, I would like to see pictures of the cabinets. See how simple I'm making this case?
So far, so good. That's pictures of the way she left the cabinets the night she called me and told me to come over and give her final payment because she was done.
First of all, it was not night, it was in the morning.
And the other element is we had agreed on a $600 payment to get the cabinets done. I paid Miss Bates $400. I paid an additional $1,030 to somebody else who had to come in, strip down what she did, and redo it.
They would have had to strip them down anyway. They were old cabinets, sir. You want to put in new cabinets, put in new cabinets.
Well, what happened, the one piece that's missing, the paint started chipping off that she did. I've got pictures here of that.
That's due to your finger scratching
okay.
it on sides.
You didn't learn your lesson.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How much money did you make?
$10,000.
That's a pretty
Your Honor, he bought the property for...
I'm not speaking to you.
He's lying.
I'm not speaking to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brandon Smith says
Designer Rachel Bates owes for a refund of her fee to refinish his cabinets and for harassment. Rachel is countersuing for breach of contract, lost wages, and harassment.
Now, the only thing I'm interested in from your team, actually, Mr. and Mrs. Bates, is you allege that it was actually Mr. Smith who harassed you. I'd like to hear why and how.
When I returned the doors completed, per the contract, it states there is a cure process.
I don't know what a cure process is. You can explain it to me.
It's the process of drying, the actual finished drying.
Why can't they just say drying?
It's the technical term that
I
learned in school.
Okay, so it has to dry. Go ahead.
The point where I returned the completed doors on the last load in, I witnessed Mr. Smith take his finger and gouge at one of the doors.
Yes.
To test the durability.
Yes.
The finish came off.
And?
He then became very aggravated and asked me to leave his property.
And?
I attempted to leave his property.
And?
He physically blocked me.
And?
And another person, another worker on site, walked up and saw this.
Don't tell me what anybody else saw. Were the police
Which
called?
Is why he moved, yes. He was already on the phone
Just
with the police.
Okay.
Stating that I was stealing
Would
his cabinet doors.
Would you tell me how he harassed you?
He physically blocked me from leaving
it's not
the property.
Harassment.
When I went to get in the vehicle to leave, he sat on my bumper and physically blocked me from leaving.
Right. It's not harassment.
The 911 call that I have shows the fear that he put me in that situation.
It's not harassment.
Okay.
It's not harassment.
So bullying? I mean, he is a modern day bully, an adult bully.
Bates,
I understand what I did.
Ms. Bates, it's not harassment. Doesn't meet the criteria for harassment. He wasn't giving you the money for the balance of the doors. You were taking them back. He had already paid you $400. He didn't want you to take the cabinets away. And the police were called to try to resolve the issue. Ultimately, they resolved the issue in his favor. When they came, they told you you have to bring the cabinets back. You can sue him for, listen to me, you can sue him for the balance. Is that what happened?
That is not what happened.
Did the police make you leave the cabinets? That's either a yes.
Yes, it is.
Or a no.
Yes, it is.
So
because
dispute,
I agreed to be done with it.
The dispute was resolved by you leaving the cabinets with him.
Your Honor, I agreed to fix the doors that he scratched, which is why I was taking those two doors to fix. It was two
doors. Mr. Smith, did you sell the house?
I did.
Did you make money?
I did.
How much money did you make?
Approximately $10,000.
That's a pretty
Your
nice,
Honor, he bought the property for...
I'm not speaking to you.
He's lying.
I'm not speaking to you. That's a pretty healthy profit. Okay, so you didn't lose any money with regard to this home based upon these cabinets. You made
right.
money.
I did make money.
You made money. Okay. By the way, let me see the bill from the other contract where you had the cabinets redone.
Judge Judy continues. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. Mr. Smith, what I'm awarding you is $1,000 from Ms. Bates, and that's for the serious harassment of misusing the internet to create a situation that was clearly harassment by having people come to your property looking for a sale that was non-existent, which she acknowledges she did, plus the $400 you gave her for the cabinets because they had to be redone. That's $1,400, and Ms. Bates' counterclaim is dismissed. Thank you.
Ma'am, I've got four kids at home. And having to wake up at 5:45 in the morning to my neighbor coming over knocking on the door to tell me that I've got 20 to 25 people in my front yard.
Do you want me to take away the $1,000?
No, I just feel as though the damages are more than $1,000.
They're not.
Your Honor,
that's all.
My husband is here for a reason that he shouldn't be here, which is part of our countersuit. He brought my husband here, and he has nothing to do with my business or
and
the job.
And your case is dismissed against you.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
From day one, I should have never done business with her.
I was in fear for my life.
She's a compulsive liar.
He is a true bully.
It was very inappropriate, and she has one child, and I have four, and so I can't imagine having random people show up on her front door.
It was just a garage sale for 4:30 in the morning.
A neighbor called me and told me because she had my information posted.
What he did to me personally and financially, I think outweighs what I did.
Everybody wanted a cheap TV. They wanted a deal.
Yes, it was very immature, and I admit to it.
I explained to them that, you know, we had a crazy lady in town and what had taken place.
I think I can tell who's crazy and who's not.
Yeah, people seemed to understand and just went on their way.
I felt like that was some personal vindication.
Now at least Collierville knows not to work with Miss Bates or Designer Diggs.
I would absolutely not use Brandon Smith as an investor.
I have no idea why I was even brought into this case.